This is Ron Moss Ministries. I got a call today, actually an update on some businesses of mine that about the reopening because of this pandemic. And they told me it could possibly be a little bit longer. We're not really sure. And they're going to get back with me. I got off the phone and kind of went and be honest with you, because I think it's important that we give our testimonies so we can help others. I kind of went into a pity party for a minute because, you know, money is dwindling, you know, still got some, but it's dwindling a little bit. You can become a little bit more cautious, and because the bills, some may be due, some may be delayed, but they still got to be paid. And so one starts to find themselves sometimes falling into what I call a pity party. And what normally happens when you go into a pity party, you can become pitiful. And when you become pitiful, you can't even do nothing for nobody else, let alone do something for yourself. And so I thought about that, and I thought about this, and this is what really hit me. And I love this about God. God has a way, if you will allow him to, he'll show you it ain't as bad as you think it is. He allowed me to think about some years ago when I worked for Anderson School District 5, and I was a part of the homeless program where we help homeless families with housing and other things, other necessities that they needed, and particularly homeless families who kids were going to school in the district. And I can remember at that time we had a lot of homeless families or who identified as homeless families. And I fast forward that to this time and fast forward that to this pandemic that's going on right now, this COVID-19. And I thought about me with a roof over my head and vehicles to drive and jobs that I still have, business jobs, businesses that I have. I thought about families healthy, you know, thought about friends that I know who are healthy, some who are still working because they have essential jobs. I thought about all of that, and it took me back to there's still some folk even before the pandemic that were homeless, that are still homeless, that are still trying to figure out a way to get from the bottom to come back up to the top. Matter of fact, forget about the top. They're just trying to get from the bottom to get to the middle. I thought about folk who are less fortunate, who were working minimum wage jobs, who could barely afford to make their rent, who are living in conditions that others might not, or others might say they couldn't live that way. But these folk didn't have a choice but to live this way. I thought about folk who've had to take their bills and had to make some decisions on not paying the rent after being warned that they still had to pay it. Not paying different bills that they were warned that they still had to pay. But they had to make a decision between the light bill and groceries. They had to make a decision between getting their car fixed or making sure their kids had something to eat. They had to make a decision between being honest with folk and letting them know that they are suffering or still ride pride while they continue to be poor. I thought about all those things, and I thought about the fact that, if truth be told, even through this pandemic, I got to be honest with you, I didn't stay in my pity party long. Because then the Lord revealed to me, he said, get up and go look in the mirror. He said, now, while you're looking in the mirror, look at the fact that you can still see. Because you're looking at yourself. He said, look at the fact that you're able to move your limbs and you actually, your legs are operating because you had to walk from the living room to the bathroom to look in the mirror. He said, so you're in the right mind because you followed my instructions. So you're in the right mind. He said, I want you to think about this because sometimes we forget about all the things that we are constantly and consistently blessed with. That means that we have an opportunity to get better and better each day. The only thing that can stop me from being better than I was before the pandemic to be even better after the pandemic is Ron Moss. The only thing that can stop you, and if you're like me and you're going through some stuff and you've been out of work for a while and you're getting a little worried, trying to figure it out, how am I going to dig myself out of this hole? How am I going to get better? How am I going to get past all of this? I want you to know you've already got past it. Every day that you wake up, every day that you realize that you're alive, every day that you realize that God has blessed you to be able to lift up holy hands and look to the hills from which cometh your help. God says, I won't give up on you as long as you don't give up on me. And so I want to tell all of you that when you start to think about or you begin to think that or you start to feel like you got to have your own pity party, understand that usually when you're doing that, you're the only one at the party. So you want to hurry up and leave that party and you want to make pity turn to praise and be thankful for what you have. Be thankful for where you are. You might not be where you want to be, but Lord knows you can be in a worse situation if not for the Lord. And I've learned this too. When you're going through certain storms in life, you know what I've learned how to do? I've learned how to get out here and try to be a blessing to somebody else. You know, I don't have a whole lot of money in my pocket, but I got enough to help somebody. And that's what the Lord put on my spirit. He said, I want you to do something for somebody else, whatever it is, buy groceries or whatever. And so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to use pity that I turn to praise that I end up blessing somebody else. Because I've learned this, I continue to learn this, that the more you do for the Lord, or the more you represent Christ in a good way, the Bible says as praises go up, blessings still come down. And what I like about God, there's no retirement plan as it relates to the blessings. He can bless you till he get through, and he can bless you over and over and over and over and over again. My hope, my prayer is that if you are in a situation, if you've been going through this pandemic, wondering when it's going to be time to get back to normal. My brothers and sisters, it's not going to be a normal anymore. You've got to create the better than normal now. Your normal is going to be spectacular now if you make it that way. You don't want to go back to normal, because normal is where you had your headaches. Normal is where you had your confusion. Normal is where you had your misunderstandings. Normal is where you didn't have your peace. You want to get back beyond normal, and you want to be tremendous. You want to explode with praises. You want to go beyond as far. Matter of fact, you want to look so far that you got to keep looking until you can see that even through this, God has a blessing with your name on it. He's got a blessing with my name on it. I tell you what, I felt a certain kind of way about an hour ago. But I had a little praise and worship service in here by myself about 40 minutes ago. Because he showed me that it ain't over until he says it's over. And so I know it's going to get better. Matter of fact, it's already gotten better. My mind now is on who to help, who to go out and bless in a safe way. I may have to call them up, tell them I'm going to knock on their door, go get back in my car, and let them pick up their groceries or whatever the Lord has put on my spirit. But I understand now that we'll understand it better. Old song people used to sing, you'll understand it better by and by. Get out of your pity. Turn your pity into praise. And if you learn how to praise him, then turn that praise. If you learn how to praise him, the Bible says he'll send down blessings. God bless you. And may heaven smile upon you. Oh, yeah. Peace.